Hi, this is Chris Evans recording another Storage Unpacked podcast. This week, it's just Martin and I. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Not bad. Not bad at all. Bit of travelling got in there. I was in Chicago last week.
Was it windy?
Yeah, the Windy City. Actually, it wasn't, funny enough, it was cold. It was very nice. It was very calm and cold. And I actually went out walking in the evening without a coat on, and everybody thought I was mad. But then I am from the north.
So yeah.
There you go. But yeah, it was interesting. So back from that, more travelling next week, the week after. How about you? Been up to anything interesting?
I don't get to travel. I was at EMC Forum, or Delhi EMC Forum, as I should call it, in London. That was quite good fun. Although I didn't go to very many of the technology talks. I went more about the social diversity stuff, which EMC are doing. That's kind of interesting, but probably not a discussion for this podcast. But it's interesting to see how people are trying to drive diversity into the storage industry. And obviously the IT industry as a whole.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about that another time. But I imagine things like the EMC Forum, you probably have already been briefed on a lot of that tech before they show it at that sort of event anyway, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's a chance to wander around. And as is almost like a replacement of Storage Expo in the UK. You wander around because they have lots of little partner vendors there, seeing who's moved around, bumping into people you haven't seen for a long time. It's always interesting to see where people have ended up.
So whilst we're talking about Dell, EMC, and the storage vendors in general, that dovetails quite nicely into our discussion for this podcast. I've been looking at the last few weeks and months at various events I've been to and thought a lot of what we hear from the vendors today, especially the big vendors, people like EMC, Hitachi, and so on, we hear a lot of talk about those companies moving on to managing data. Data seems to be the big discussion. If you go back and look at the presentations from last week when I was at the Dell EMC Analysts Day, a lot of that conversation was about data. I'll post a link to the videos, but I think it even opened with the whole discussion, and even the slides talk about data in a big way. The one thing I looked at that and thought was, are we really actually dealing with data here? Are we really just talking about better storage management? And that's really the crux of our conversation today. Can we really sit down and say, are the vendors really moving towards a more of a data strategy? And what does that mean? Or is it just clever storage management? So, Martin, from what you saw, for instance, yesterday, and you've seen in the last few weeks, what's your initial thoughts around that?
My initial thoughts is that we're still in the realms of storage management. I think everybody talks about data and the importance of data, how you manage it, but I don't think the storage vendors really know how to manage data. I'm not even sure they know what data management is. And I think they're coming at it as an extension of storage management, I think, which obviously it's not.
Let's at least try and get our hands around what we think data management, storage management might mean as two separate individual tasks that somebody would do. Now, historically, I would have seen storage management as the process of managing the physical hardware on which you deploy your data. And that's because, in general, managing that hardware was a pain in the backside in terms of managing failure, load balancing, performance, and stuff like that. But, you know, would you agree with that? And where do you think that's gone in the last sort of few years?
Storage management is managing the devices, often single purpose devices, but it's not about managing servers, their capacity, their performance. That's the storage management role. So has it moved on very far? It's got easier. Well, configuration of arrays and management arrays generally have just got easier. It's a GUI. Most people could do it. I suggest that most reasonably competent sysadmins, sorry, storage guys, can manage an array within normal parameters, as long as you're not near the edge of performance or scale. So, yep, it's got better. It's easier. Still, none of them do it at scale. So it's very hard to get a consolidated view of what your storage environment looks like from an infrastructure point of view. And then that will bring us on to data, which you definitely want a consolidated view of what your data you're storing in your organization.
Let me give you one angle on that then. And let's talk about the idea of data protection. Because typically, I would say that within the storage management teams, one way or another, loosely coupled or even tightly coupled, data protection in terms of backup has traditionally been another function that those teams would do. Now, it's called, in inverted commas, air quotes, data protection. But in reality, a lot of it is just protecting against loss of the data that's sitting on the hardware. And really, it's more like an extension of making sure your data is available. So I'm not sure whether data protection is a data function in that sense, really, to be honest.
So if we start talking about data protection as a function of backup, it's nothing to do with data management, really. If you start then drafting into how you get into DLP, that's a data management function.
Why don't you explain that acronym just so anybody doesn't know it?
I can never remember exactly what it stands for. because there's some debate, and I think the understood term is data loss prevention. I actually think it should be data leakage protection. So this is where an organization will lose data, but it's not losing the data, it still will have its data generally, but somebody else has got hold of it. So if you think of the last 2 years, the massive Sony hack, well, that was a data loss experience for them, but they didn't lose any data because they still had their data, but lots of other people had their data who shouldn't have.
So you've gone up the stack slightly, I think. So here's the first bit in terms of moving up the stack to get in towards what we mean by data management versus storage management. And that's adding features on that look at things like security, encryption. And perhaps you could say that those are storage features, but actually they're not, simply because you have to engage a bit more with the owner of the data to make sure that whoever's accessing it is the right person and has the right credentials and so on. So maybe that's starting to bring you into the realms of data management, but it's still not really data management, is it?
No. So I've just found something. Somebody's trying to define the critical skills for data management role. So this is the critical job skills, they say, for data management. So we can always use it. We can use this to start looking at how you might map it into a tool to do data management. So critical job skills are data governance, data quality assurance, data stewardship, master data management and data security management. Then they suggest you need to have a knowledge of data frameworks, whatever they may be, SQL and forward-looking data management technologies. So it all starts to get a bit airy-fairy towards the end. But the first ones are interesting.
Go back and we'll go through them again.
Data governance, mm-hmm. data quality assurance, data stewardship, master data management and data security management.
So I would split those into two areas there, okay? So I'd say that there's one that's still talking about that physical aspect of whatever the content is, irregardless of what it actually is itself, just making sure that somebody is accessing it correctly and that it's protected correctly and so on. But then another aspect of that is starting to think about the actual content within the data itself, if you like. So things like governance and GDPR and all that sort of stuff starts to actually think, well, what is this data we're storing? What's in it? And what effect does that have about how we actually manage it? And that's where I would say that's more getting towards what I think is data management. And I think as a result, there's a bit of a blurring between what we might say storage management is, that in-between thing is, which is like, if you like, enhanced storage management, and then data management, where we are actually getting into looking at the content in a lot more detail. And then clearly within that, we could go even further and we could start to say that people who deal with the data in terms of where it sits, how they retain it long term, how they index it, how they build metadata from it. Again, all of that could still be classed as some sort of data management process.
Yeah, well, at this point, we start blurring boundaries fairly rapidly between storage teams, database teams, application teams. So data management really is a hybrid role, and it probably has aspects of discipline from all of those areas.
And perhaps we should have somebody who looks at that separately.
Yeah, well, I think we have talked about this. I know data management as a specific role, as a specific skill. I think a lot of storage teams aspire to moving into a data management role. I would suggest, hand on heart, but most of them don't have the skills to start with. We're far too used to dealing with LUNs and file shares. Most of the time, we run away screaming from the idea of actually managing what's on them. That's a user problem. We don't care about what your data is. We just give you a platform to store your data.
Yeah. Now, interestingly, when I was at the Analyst Day last week, one of the things that was presented initially was a discussion about companies that Dell, the company, is invested in as a startup, and a lot of things that were related to data. So they talked to a company that was looking at things like cybersecurity using AI. There was another one that was using AI to automate the process of, I think, factories and you know, manufacturing and so on. There was another one that was called Immuta that was looking at the ways that we implement governance and using AI to help the whole governance process. And it struck me quite interesting that one of the ones I spoke to afterwards, and that was the CEO, I think, of a company called Noodle.ai, Stephen Pratt. I asked him, with this automation, and bear in mind Dell make and sell PCs, although maybe not in their own data, maybe not in their own factories, about whether Dell was even using that technology themselves. And funny enough, they weren't. And it hadn't dawned on them that might be a good idea, which seemed to me like, if you're going to promote a lot of companies, at least have an idea of whether you're using their technology or not. What's the point of that conversation? The point is that on stage, there was a lot of talk about data, data management, AI, and all of those things that then become much more value-based than storage management. But I'm not seeing from people like Dell EMC any real products that actually deliver to that. And there's maybe my sort of conundrum with this.
Yeah, I wonder. I think it was interesting you talked about the fact that Dell EMC weren't even using this product. So if we think about Dell, and when we think about the other storage manufacturers, they've been collecting data about their devices out in the field for a long time. I don't necessarily think they manage that particularly well, despite the fact they may be collecting the precursor to Internet of Things, but they're collecting masses of data. But even the tools which they want to try and sell us, I don't think they're using internally to manage their own data. But I don't know why.
Yeah, so we'll find out that. And in fact, I think probably by the time this gets published, we'll have published a discussion with these guys in the 3PAR team and Ivan, who runs that now. And obviously, that's a conversation about InfoSight, where they are starting to use that data in a lot more of an intelligent way. But that seems to have been something that, A, they invented themselves and thought, great within the nimble side of it, and 3PAR and HP have taken that over and now want to industrialize that across everything. And actually, at the time of recording, I did see something that HPE had started to use InfoSight for servers, but I haven't seen what that is yet. But other vendors are starting to do that. They've maybe woken up to the fact that they do have all this data there, but not many of them are selling tools and products that actually work on any of that data. They're using it maybe to drive a bit of value in their own business, perhaps in terms of coming back to your marketing, but they're not selling specific products that work with data at that next level up. It seems to be that's either a partner thing or it's just something they just don't do. So let me give an example. I'll pick on, say, Hitachi, where I was at a Hitachi event a couple of weeks ago, and they talked an awful lot, and I did four podcasts with the guys there. They talk an awful lot about data and less about the hardware nowadays because of the way that the Vantara merger has come around from all the different businesses. Now, you can see from their perspective that they do have stuff that sits on hardware. They do have tools that do the analytics stuff, and they perhaps maybe have a gap around things like the governance and that sort of middle ground part, but at least they do sell hardware products, they do sell tools, and they do sell processes for data management. But that, I think, comes from the Hitachi background, not necessarily from the Vantara side of things particularly. They seem to have a better, stronger data management story than I would say Dell has, where they still seem to be very infrastructure focused in terms of the way they do stuff.
That's definitely the case. Dell are an infrastructure company, and if you look at HPE, they decided that was really going to be their focus, was going to be enterprise infrastructure. I suppose what I'm interested to know is how many of these companies are using the data to drive their own product roadmaps, actually deriving value to understanding more about what their customers are doing and working out whether their current product set actually meets it. Can they improve things? Can they make them more efficient? So I know, for instance, InfoSight is used for some proactive work, which is done on the Nimble arrays about workloads, identifying workloads. But I would be fascinated to know whether they use that data as part of their development process when they're tuning software, which basically the Nimble product is a software product running on some bespoke hardware, but it could run on anything. So how are the storage vendors using data to improve the products, and how do they manage that data?
So I believe they are, from the conversations I've had so far. It would be good to see if there is a really strong development discussion that we can have with somebody. So I'll take that upon me when I'm at HPE Discover next week to have a word with them and see if they can put me in front of somebody who can talk about how it affects their development cycle, because that's a really fair question. In fact, I might just ask the head of the whole storage team directly, I guess. His name Milan, I think. I'll ask him that question outright, because I think it's a fair question about how that data is deriving the development of their products. Because at the end of the day, I think if you look at and this is slightly going off topic a little bit, but we'll come back, we'll diverge and come back in a minute. But if you look at the way that the industry is going, everybody said we would move towards SDS and cloud, and we wouldn't need to worry about buying appliances anymore, because at the end of the day, we could just put a piece of software on top of a hardware solution which had a load of NVMe drives or flash drives, and there we are, we've got a storage array. Well, yes, you can do that, but actually you can't do that and guarantee you're going to get 6 nines of availability across thousands of boxes. So there's a niche for the shared storage or the general purpose storage array vendors to still have, but they somehow, I think, need to stay relevant. And possibly one of the ways they can stay relevant is that they could take all that data from the field and they could use that to proactively improve the quality of their products, which is, I guess, what you're just saying.
Yeah, I think so. They could do, there's all kinds of possibilities, I'm sure, by understanding customers' data, life cycle of data. Just by watching it, you can see whether it's moving, whether it's being replicated. Does it become hotter at a particular point of time? Why does it become hotter? And then use that bit to drive some of the data management, which is, you do realize that this piece of data is going to become hot at this time. Do you want to replicate it? Do you want to shard it? But there's a lot of things which can be done. And I suppose it's a bit of a grey thing between storage management or storage performance management and data management and data performance management. But there is this data and it could be used, and it could be used in a much more sophisticated fashion than we see today.
Okay. That sounds to me like that's as much advanced storage management as it is anything else. And there's still that gap that says, how are we managing the data better than just storing it? So what about, let's pick on, for sake of argument, what about the secondary storage vendors? Now, they like to call themselves data managers. So everybody likes the idea of talking about Cohesity and Rubrik, but you could also pick on, for example, Misuni, or you could pick on Druva, or you could even talk about some of the older backup companies that are now trying to create appliance products against which you could do something. How do they, and here's another angle. We did a podcast with Chris Mellor just the other week where we talked about a lot of the unstructured data vendors. Is that a data management function more than storage management? And do we think that the traditional vendors out there like Dell EMC should be buying up somebody like that to fit into their portfolio to fill it out a bit more?
Yet again, it depends how we start looking at data management. I think there is spaces in, certainly in an unstructured, there is some space for some data management, which could run on the devices or as separate appliances. Understanding the data you store, understanding whether it's got GDPR or data loss issues there. So you understand more, so you can work out how, and this is where some of the secondary storage vendors should come into play as well, where they're talking about using your backups as source data. So source data for testing. So as soon as you start using something for testing, obviously you should be anonymizing that data. So that actually is a data management function. Anonymizing data so that it can be tested against is data management. So could Dell EMC or one of the secondary storage vendors make sure that this sort of thing is built in to the appliance, into their software stack?
Okay, so I'm going to coin a phrase here, because we've talked initially about storage management, and I think we're trying to work out what the gap is that we talk about before we start looking at content management, if you like.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether we should call it data asset management. So the actual task we're doing is we're managing, or we're looking after, that asset of data without actually looking at the content of the data. So we are caring about whether it's unstructured and about whether it has a life cycle and whether we're protecting it and whether we can recover from it or whether we can reuse it. So we're managing the asset, but we're not necessarily actually managing the content. So we're not, for example, what we're not doing is we're not going into an existing archive and extracting records out and putting them somewhere else, or cleaning a database of inactive or old data, or marking data as encrypted for some purpose as we move it around. That seems to be more of a data management function, whereas I wonder whether what we're talking about here is more data asset management.
Yeah, I can see that. It'd be like a warehouse full of containers. You're worried about the temperature-controlled warehouse and the conditions of the containers are stored, but you're not necessarily worried about what's in them. So you might move them around for maximum efficiency, but you're still not really caring about what's actually inside them.
Yeah, and that still applies, I think, even if you move away from the hardware. So imagine talking about the cloud. If you're going to be managing data at that level, data asset management, then you need to be caring about things like tiering in your object store. So, you know, cost management of the actual data and where it sits versus the profile of access. You don't really care about the hardware because somebody else has taken that function away completely. But you're bothered about the content and making sure that it continues to be accessible. You might even be in charge of replicating it, for sake of argument. You might be in charge of the encryption side of it. You might be in charge of protecting against things like ransomware and recovering from that sort of side. So I think you are sort of managing the asset there more than you're managing the hardware. And as you said, maybe that's where people want to aspire to move towards.
Yeah, I think this whole data management piece is very aspirational. Certainly within all the enterprises I've spoken to and deal with, that data management is an aspiration. Because it's so aspirational, there's a lot of people saying they do it, or a lot of vendors saying that they have tools to do it. Most of them, I think in some ways it feels like very much like the early days of storage management.
Maybe I'm being a bit unfair here. Maybe actually the vendors do have products that can fit some of this stuff. And maybe some of it already is in place, especially that data asset management. So I know that Dell have a portal which allows a customer to see their entire view. And I'm not sure if that's where Boomi comes from. Obviously, there's also Cloud IQ, which I think is more advanced storage management tool. But it strikes me, if you've got a customer view of your data, that would be, you don't necessarily just want a customer view of your assets. But if you had a customer view of your data, that would be like the next level up. Now, Dell EMC have made a few acquisitions recently. I think it was Boomi, which I don't really know much about. There's Data Frameworks.
Yeah,
maybe those are providing those sort of things.
So I've not really looked at Boomi. It's not really something which is in my area of expertise, even at work. But we're certainly looking at Data Frameworks. We've had a look at that. Data Frameworks is, you point it at your unstructured data. It indexes it. It pulls stuff out. It identifies duplicates. You've got tagging. In theory, you might be able to use it to pull data out of the cloud to look at what you're doing there. Hopefully, you'll be able to tell us some weird and wonderful things, Chris, which you think are really sensible and really easy to find. When was a file created?
That seems pretty obvious.
Finding that out quickly out of an NFS share is not as easy as you might think.
No.
Because it's not true. The C time, it's not the A time, and it's not the M time.
Yeah.
So having things like that, knowing when a file was last accessed, still very hard to find out how often a file is accessed. So you can realise, okay, that file is accessed once and then never accessed again. So
yeah, that's a good point.
There's tools like that, which aren't really data management, but they may well be data asset management.
Yeah, I think they are asset management tools because on the one hand, they're not looking at the content and making decisions about a customer record or something like that, or what's internally within that file, whether it's compliant or whatever. But they certainly are looking at the data from an asset perspective and saying, is this something we could place on a better type of storage, or is it really protected properly, or is it critical data? All of those sort of features, it sounds like you're in doing that sort of stuff.
I think that's where we end up, Chris. I mean, I think we probably end up with data asset management for the time being. Data management itself is a completely different function. It's a new function. And all these things become related, but they're not the same. So you may find aspects of storage management, aspects of data asset management in the wider data management umbrella.
Okay. I think in terms of our conversation here, and I think we're sort of coming towards the end of our discussion, I was quite keen not to necessarily go off and do tons of research and produce a big agenda against which we could talk, and more of a case of, let's just see how this conversation evolves. And it seems to me that as we've talked about it, we've managed to at least highlight some areas where maybe the vendors are doing stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe this, like our conversation with Chris Mellor the other week, maybe this isn't clearly defined enough for us to know what classes as storage management, data asset management, and data management. And if we could clarify that a bit more, maybe we'd be in a stronger position, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, well. Okay. So it does sound like, Martin, that maybe we're being a bit harsh on some of the vendors out there, that there are tools and technologies being developed. But perhaps, like a lot of things within the storage industry and the industry that has to look after the persistence of our content that outsurvives the infrastructure, maybe these things do take a long time to get to. And we will see this evolve over the next sort of, 5, 10, 15 years, maybe.
I think the 5 to 10 year lifespan is almost certainly true. I'd hope it's not 15 years. I think it will be interesting to see if maybe what we need is a very clear vision from somebody to get up and say, okay, this is what it looks like. Even if it's a few people to get up and start putting up some straw men, which could be knocked down. I think that's one thing which we're missing at the moment, that big keynote where people really talk about what a data management solution looks like. We've got lots of little tools, but nobody's actually pulled them together yet.
Well, if anybody wants to put their hands up and come and talk to us on a podcast recording and say that they've already got that in place, then we'd be more than happy to hear it, I'm sure.
Cool.
Okay, thanks, Martin. So for everybody who's listening, as usual, you'll be able to find the show notes at storageandpack.com. And we talked about a lot of vendors and links and various other things on there. I'll put some links to all of that, including the publicly available Dell stuff that was done last week. I'll put some links to some of the products we talked about and the vendors that were actually on that startup list, which I believe is public. You can obviously find us online at Storage Unpacked on Twitter, or you can join our LinkedIn group. And it'd be great if you want to give us a 5-star review on iTunes, for instance, or just give us some feedback. We'd be really happy to hear it. But as usual, thanks for listening, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Cheers, Chris.